Welcome to Forward Radio, where we bring you bite-sized insights from some of the best professionals in the industry, delivered daily.
Defining success in AB2B startup with Anjali Kumari, product leader.
Right. I think I can answer it in this in one statement, but that may not be relevant. One is the product sells itself, but that's not true. That's not true. It's not easy to sell the product. It's not easy for any product to sell itself, right? And I think the definition in the companies that I have worked for has been pretty much, how do you, in my terms, the way I define the three stages, which is, you have 3 to 5 reference customers, and second is the feasibility, right? I think these together for us became the product market fit. So basically the first one said that you're solving a core problem, right? The first stage, which is identifying whether a customer is willing to invest in your product or not. Second is, the technical feasibility, which is, ability to scale that. To give you an example, the product that I talked about in Capillary's context, which was a device, it was actually a hardware product, which used to be get installed in stores to count the number of people walking in, figure out what is the gender distribution, etc. Right? For a company like software company like Capillary Technologies to go ahead and build a hardware, figuring out how to get that installed in different locations. We were serving not just India, we were serving Southeast Asia, China, EMEA. Figuring out that how do you scale that? What kind of partners do we need? Right? And that was for us the stage two, which is essentially figuring out if we can scale in all aspects. So first one only gives you the fact that, that there is a demand of product. The second stage in B2B tells you whether your entire team is equipped to scale this product. So for me, it is both these stages, not just the first stage. First stage just tells you that, there is a problem that you can solve, which is interesting enough because people have put in money. And during this process, in the second stage, you also expand that 3 to 5 base to certain limit. Now that limit will depend on what is the stage of the company. For us, it was, once we have the 5 customers, let's scale it to 20 customers and see if we are able to install, do everything, which is, if we are not able to ship the product to different location and get it installed in the set time, I think we have failed there as well. So for me, it is this, and it was true in the context of Capillary. I don't have a generic answer for this, but you'll have to define your own. What does it mean? For example, in the context of ThoughtSpot, I'll have to think through this. In the context of ThoughtSpot, I think it will be, so the first part remains the same, which is, how can we get few customers to start using, although we don't charge separately for those product, but we do have good relationship with certain customers, and that helps in the first stage. The second stage is we actually track the usage, product usage metrics. So that is where we, for example, last year we launched a new sort of new product, which is slightly different from, a lot of investment went into that, right? And now we are trying to figure out whether it is really scalable and a lot of customers adopt or not. We are not even reached that stage right now. And the criteria for us is that for that particular feature, what is the usage like, right? So right now we have 15 users where we have deployed that, and we are trying to figure out what is the product usage metric. That feature usage metric is increasing over a period of time. So you will have to draw that line for your organization and figure out when that happens.
Like the episode? Do share it with your friends and colleagues and subscribe to us if you enjoyed it. To continue learning, download the Forward app from getforward.app and learn from industry pros without burning a hole in your pocket. Keep learning and keep moving forward.